the latest development in the Bible essay controversy at OU. A state regulator stands his ground regarding concerns from a utility, and a snapshot into how gun violence impacts indigenous communities. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, December 5th. I'm Deborah Shar. Hundreds of people gathered at the University of Oklahoma's Norman campus earlier today for a protest march. They were supporting a graduate student instructor who was recently placed on administrative leave for issuing a failing grade on an assignment. A student in the class received a zero on an essay that cited the Bible. She publicly contested the grade and alleged religious discrimination. The university called for an investigation and said the zero would not be counted toward the student's final semester grade. Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner Todd Hyatt declined to recuse himself from an OG&E case on Thursday. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the company requested his removal because of comments he made in November.
Hyatt accused the company of making last-minute changes to an order voted on by the Corporation Commission, alleging that some of the added language was propaganda that benefited the company. The order allowed OG&E to invest in new projects but denied the company's request to bill customers immediately for construction. Now that the regulators are reconsidering the case at the request of advocacy groups, OG&E doesn't want Hyatt involved. Here's what the commissioner had to say on Thursday.
I find it to be very disturbing that a regulated utility would take action to intimidate and squelch the voice of one of its regulators for simply doing his job.
An attorney for OG&E called Hyatt's comments slanderous. The commissioners plan to meet at a later date to decide whether to change the final order. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read State Impact's coverage of the OG&E case at kgou.org. Tyson Foods says it cannot offer new contracts to growers in the Illinois River watershed unless the state of Oklahoma makes more concessions as it negotiates a solution to poultry pollution in that area. Anna Pope reports farmers' groups say they are concerned.
2 years ago, a federal judge ruled on a years-long lawsuit that poultry companies are responsible for polluting the Illinois River and Lake Tenkiller. But the judge instructed the parties to come to a cleanup agreement, which hasn't happened. Attorney General Gentner Drummond has suggested each company pay millions of dollars in fines for violating Oklahoma's limits on phosphorus in soil. But the company's attorneys have argued that industry's hefty fines would harm the public interest. Now, Tyson Foods, one of the poultry companies involved in the lawsuit, says it will honor existing poultry grower contracts but can't offer new contracts in the Illinois River watershed unless the state offers a more favorable solution. Officials from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau say reducing the number of poultry operations in the state would punish farmers. The group urges state officials to reach a reasonable settlement. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
A new study finds indigenous peoples in the U.S. are disproportionately affected by gun violence. Sarah Lisi reports.
Indigenous people in the U.S. are killed by guns more than nearly any other segment of the population, and this homicide rate due to firearms continues to increase. That's according to a newly published Violence Policy Center report. It analyzed stats from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It notes that this violence is the direct result of colonization and structural racism. Among the most striking parallels between national and state data are the high gun suicide rates among indigenous folks. Out of all 50 states, Oklahoma had the second highest gun suicide rate among indigenous people in 2023. Public health recommendations to prevent firearm suicide include safely securing firearms away from those who may be at risk of self-harm and meeting clinicians to develop healthy coping mechanisms during crisis events. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The report acknowledges the missing and murdered indigenous peoples crisis, and the data utilized is most likely undercounted due to the high rates of indigenous women impacted. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.